This is an English for Everyone interview with Étranges Miroirs, Raphaël Rialon. He talks about their production, Europe Endless, as well as his thoughts on the issues facing Europe. Hello, you're listening to English for Everyone on EU Radio Nantes, 101.3 FM in the Nantes area, also live streaming from our website euradionantes.eu. And I am so thrilled to be joined by one of the creative behind Étranges Miroirs show Europe Endless, which we saw on Saturday at Salle Paul Fort here in Nantes. It was a really, really poignant piece where this very kind of poetic political dialogue interacts with artistic representations of a variety of kind of comments on Europe. So first of all, Raphaël Rialon, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So first things first, I wondered if I could ask you to tell us about Étranges Miroirs, your story as a company and the work that you make.
Okay, Étranges Miroirs is a collective that produces artistic forms like sound creation, installations and shows like Europe Endless that you see. And the particularity is that we use documentary. We make documentary, but in an artistic way. The collective was created in 2011. After a meeting of like 10 people around an association of solidarity with migrants that is called La CIMAD, that organize each year a festival around this theme. And we organized it together like 4 years and decided year after year, proposed some new forms because we felt that there was kind of lack of new forms around migration, because it's mostly like exhibitions of photos and cinema documentaries and talks. That's really good, but we think that it can be useful to produce some new proposition that can touch some new people also.
We'll come on to that later as well, because I can't wait to talk about the whole migration issue, because it really comes across well in the piece. But I just wanted to ask, first of all, what's your role specifically within Étranges Miroirs and within the piece Europe Endless?
Okay, my role is wide, because I'm like on the productions of the project with Marie Harlet. Together we work every day to produce the shows or exhibition, so we coordinate everything. And for my part I am musician and plastic artist also. So I draw and make videos, works and music.
I thoroughly enjoyed Europe Endless. It's got an amazing story, and it was matched equally by a really kind of visually stunning performance using a variety of techniques. I wanted to start by asking you about the project. There's obviously a lot going on politically in Europe right now. Obviously, you started in 2011. When exactly did you decide we're going to do Europe Endless, we want to devise a piece on this topic?
We produced a first show called Mother Border, that follows the journey of young Tunisian migrants. But the fact is that we worked with the La CIMAD, I told before, the association, on the festival. After we make Étranges Miroirs, and each year we produce one proposition that was played in the festival. And in 2014, the thematic of the festival was Europe and migration. So it was not our choice at the beginning, even if on Mother Border before we already spoke a little about the Europe policies and everything. But this time it was the opportunity to speak with a young European eyes. So it was our way of feeling this project of Europe and the policies around migration and everything.
What was the process of making this piece like? I mean, anyone who's seen it knows how complex it is. What kind of discussions did you have in the creative process?
It was a long process that started with hard work on the team, documentary research, readings, and we wanted to open the topic on the ideas and the thinkers on the philosophy or policy philosophies, and to overcome this view of the technical Europe we know. So we had like two main ideas, or like the idea of cosmopolitanism. Mm-hmm. That was one of the starting points of our thoughts, and the freedom of movement also, because Europe is like a territory where we experiment freedom of movement.
Now, I know some companies make a piece, and then they decide to get rid of certain sequences and kind of streamlining and clarifying the message of the piece. I always like to ask if there are any parts in the show that were creative that were eventually left out, and if this was the case for Europe Endless at all.
Yeah, of course. We produced the first version in 2014. This year, in 2016, we work again on the show. We changed a lot of things. Mainly, the idea was putting some more sensitive parts, like musical or literary or dancing parts. And so we get rid some informations, like voices of or testimonies. There is a lot. There's still a lot of testimonies, but we get rid of a few of them.
Well, I think definitely in the version I saw, the balance was perfect. For me, the balance was really, really, really
I think
nice.
Before it was a bit more pedagogic, and now we are okay with the artistic expression, and we think that sometimes voice on music and dance can express as much as information.
As we were saying, you go about conveying the message in a really kind of unique and abstract way. You use very direct techniques using voice clips, as you said, of politicians and important political figures, and combine it with a much more abstract but equally powerful use of physical theatre choreography. The dancer Benoît Contoteau interacts with the video productions, which you obviously had a hand in, as well as we've got Marie Allais, who's the narrator, kind of off stage voice. What made you decide to use so many different techniques while creating this piece?
Of course, it was a challenge because it's not easy. And the idea of dance came with the desire of expressing movement and identity. And for him, he's like a testimony, a young European that have like a journey in several spheres of thinking Europe and several languages, and the use of languages, different languages, is like we can compare this with the way Europe tries to create unity starting from diversity. So it was also, I think it makes sense in this situation, but of course it was really a hard job.
But I think you're right, in when I saw it, I felt like the diversity of all the techniques you used reflects the diversity of the topic that you're speaking about. So you were involved, obviously, in the video productions, and you also created the music for the piece, including the use of Kraftwerk's track Europe Endless. What was the process like creating the music, and what influenced the final decisions, by which I mean the music you used in the final piece?
Music is omnipresent in the show. We were in the idea of a balance between electronical music and more human moments. And I think electronical for the machine, like Europe machine, but also human for identity. And it's also a project around identity, I think.
Absolutely. And the piece was very clear and distinct. I never thought there was too much sort of going on at one time. Given how many techniques you did use, how difficult was it to sort of balance them and say, okay, we're not going to have everything going on at the same time?
It is the most difficult point in this project, because we try to make like a new language starting from several ones, and we spent a lot of time to succeed in mixing this together, and I think that was the main job we made together. The collective job was creating some new unity starting from this, and was not easy to communicate between a dancer, video player, and two musicians and a reader. So it was really hard. Sometimes we didn't know, even Marie and me, that each day in the project, but when we were together, six or seven people, it was not easy to decide something. So we also called for help from external viewers. We asked friends to work with us and have a view on the proposition and help us to decide, because sometimes we, Marie and me, as artistic directors, we had some problems to assume it and to decide. But finally, we made what we projected to do. And I hope we succeed in proposing something that everyone can understand, or that is not too much infos and too much images. And
Well, I certainly thought it was beautiful and very clear, and it was complex at the same time as being accessible, which is wonderful. Now, in the piece, there's a repeated phrase, especially at the beginning, qu'est-ce que l'Europe? What is Europe? And I thought I would pose that question to you. First of all, just your own personal opinion, and then also, if I were to ask Étrange Miroir as a company, qu'est-ce que l'Europe?
For me, the show doesn't answer to this question, but for me, Europe is a project. It is wider than the technical, political, economical project we know, and sometimes we don't like because it's not sexy, I don't know. So I think, like Romain Gary says, he says that there has to be a human Europe, a cultural Europe that we didn't even started to spoke about. And I think that's it. There is beyond the project, we know that after a while we built to make peace longer and everything. I think there was already a project or a movement of ideas that didn't make some kind of global or European project, but that was in the air, I think, and that's not concrete in the technical project we know. So I think maybe as it's a project, it's not finished, and maybe it can someday become something we can recognize in.
So Europe Endless clearly does have a message behind it, even if it is an exploration and a discussion. Well, at least I felt that way having seen it. I felt it most strongly when there was a really clear kind of call for people, for those people who stay quiet about the migrant crisis, even if they know that they should be helping in a positive way. If you had to summarize the key messages you want to put across with this piece, what would you say they are?
I would say that the idea that perhaps migration is okay to make move democracy and leave the democracy, because maybe that migrants in their struggle can change something that is on the point to move, I think, even if the voices of the against are more loud than the pro-migrants, as you heard in the show, are like silent. That's one of the case. I think the other way of thinking is that more abstract and literary and philosophical ways and ideas can help us to overcome the view on. That's it, I think.
Absolutely,
that we have to consider Europe like we forgot sometimes the union we know, and maybe there is something wider that has to be considered.
And I think you, in the piece as well, address the human aspect of that conversation as well, and very, very well indeed. So with Europe Endless, you have been all over France performing this piece, as well as playing in a festival in Belgrade, I believe. So what has the reception and reaction been like to the piece?
This show creates a lot of debates on the form and on the team. So sometimes I think it was not really finished. Now we heard lots of things after the show during 2 years, because we played several versions. Now I think we listened this point of views and changed some things. But it will always, I think, create debate, because it's really in these days it's really sensitive, this topic of migration and Europe. So it's always interesting, and I think it is necessary to create debate.
And I think that is exactly, for me, what theatre needs to do. It needs to create debate and make people discuss and make people think. And I think that's one of the strengths of Europe Endless, is it does exactly that. So you played here in Nantes on Saturday. You're playing in November in Angers, Pontchâteau in January, and in Machecoul in February. Other than those performances, what else are you planning to do with Europe Endless? And what else can we expect from Étrange Miroir as well?
We are producing now, we are thinking about a project around Europe Endless to touch the young people, like work with schools and lycées and college. Around Europe Endless, we have some other project. We produce an exhibition this summer. We hope we'll get some new dates and new opportunities to play the other performances. Actually, we play in prison.
Wow.
With another show. We have like 6 concerts in prison. It's also interesting to propose this. Voilà.
I can imagine that being very interesting indeed, but a very important and challenging and amazing thing to do as well. I just wanted to go back to the theme of the piece to finish. And in your opinion, just how important is it that there is an exploration, as we said, of Europe and discussions about Europe, not only in Brussels, but everywhere? And also, what role can theatre and the arts more generally play in this discussion?
I think it can propose some new way of viewing and create some debates. And I think that even if we are not specialists, I think the cultural scene has to take the topic, the issues, the political issues as well, because it's very important to speak of about this and to make it more popular, maybe, and to make it exist in a cultural scene also.
Absolutely, and I think Europe Endless does it so well, and I feel very pleased to have gone and seen it and being able to experience your work, because it was so great. It was very accessible and thoroughly enjoyable, and talks about some really important issues as well. So thank you so much for coming in today and responding to my questions, and I wish you all the best with Étrange Miroir in the future.
Thank you, Ben.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English. 101.3 FM.